Yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be adding, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And I'll write my name because that's me. And then you write your name because that's you. And then we're going to do some coloring before we use our pencil again so you can put it away. So here we go. We're going to color and count. The first thing I want us to work on is that big old octopus. Yeah, let's color him purple. Any kind of purple will work for me, but color the octopus purple. I think if you look really carefully, there's only one octopus in our picture. So we know we're going to have one in the first addition problem I'm going to give you. One will be the first number, the number one. We're going to be adding one to another number, but it's a mystery right now because we're coloring a purple octopus. Now, just for fun, you know how many legs are on an octopus, right? Yep, 8. You know that, and I know that, so we all know that. Take 2 more seconds for that purple octopus, 2, 1. All right, let's color the fish in our picture. Let's color the fish. Let's make them all orange, just the fish. All orange. And then we'll count and see how many fish we've colored because that will be the second number, the number that we're going to add to our one octopus. Now, if you want on your fish, you can leave those stripes alone. And later at the end, when you have extra time, you could color them a different color. But right now, I am just coloring the whole fish orange. Goldfish. Big old goldfish, but still. So one purple octopus. I'm on my third fish, but I see more. So I know it's not going to be 1 + 3. Now I'm on my fourth fish. Oh, I see. I can count and color at the same time. Do you see how many fish there are in the picture? Yep, 5. 5 fish are in our picture. It's underwater. It's an underwater picture. Hope everyone can swim. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, so 1 octopus and 5 fish. Finish coloring up your fish in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, so we have 1 + 5. Let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1 + 5 = 6. 6 is the answer. And instead of saying the answer all the time, I want us to review the word sum. Sum is a fancy word for the word answer. When you're adding, what's the sum of 1 octopus plus 5 orange fish? 6. Yeah, that's the sum. All right, let's move on. Do you see the seahorses? Let's color the seahorses green. I don't even know if they really are green, are they? I don't know. Color the seahorses green. They don't really look like horses so much, but that's what they're called, right? Okay, how many seahorses are we coloring? How many do you see in the ocean here? Are they friendly? I just don't know enough about them. Okay, yes, there's 2 seahorses. Yeah, I think they are friendly. I'm not sure about an octopus. All right, so we have 2 seahorses. 2 is going to be a number in our next word. Well, I'm saying word, but in our next problem, in our next addition problem, 2 seahorses. Ready? And then do you see? Okay, go ahead and put down all your crayons. Do you see the stars down on the sand at the bottom of the ocean? The sea stars or the starfish, they're stars. Yeah, let's color those yellow. Find a yellow crayon and let's color those yellow. One, I'm going to color and count at the same time. One, two, three. This is the pace you should be coloring. Don't go too much faster than me, and also don't go so slow. Okay, I'm on my fourth star. One, two, three, four sea stars. And one over here, five. Five sea stars on the ocean floor. So we have two seahorses and five sea stars. So two plus five is what we're looking for. Let's count the seahorses and then the stars. Ready? I'm going to touch them with my finger. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Two seahorses plus five sea stars equals seven. What is the sum of two plus five? Seven. Remember, sum is a fancy way to say answer for an addition problem. Good job. All right. How about the turtles? See the turtles? Let's color the turtles a light green. If you don't have a light green, you can just use your regular green. But let's color the turtles. I'm going to use my yellow green. And we'll see how many sea turtles are in our picture, because that will be the first number in our addition problem. I love turtles. This makes me think of Finding Nemo, if you ever got to see that movie. All right, I think I'm on my second turtle. And it looks to me, how many turtles are in our picture? How many turtles are in the underwater sea? Yes, three. So we know three will be the first number in our addition problem. Three turtles. Take two more seconds for these turtles. Two, one. All right, let's color the jellyfish. Ooh, those aren't very friendly because they can sting, right? Let's make them blue. I'm going to use my blue-green crayon, but you can use any kind of blue you need. All right, so we have three sea turtles, and then we'll count our jellyfish. Ooh, it's kind of hard to color these itty-bitty legs. It's okay if you go outside the line. I'm almost done with my first jellyfish. Okay, there's an itty-bitty one over here. Don't forget to color the little ones, the babies. Two jellyfish. I'm on my third one now because that one was a baby. So remember, we're doing our three turtles, and we're going to add the jellyfish to the turtles to find the sum, to find the what? The answer. Exactly. Sum is a fancy way to say answer. So three turtles. Looks like one, two, three, four jellyfish. I'm on my last jellyfish. Looks like I can't find any others. So five jellyfish. So our problem will be three turtles plus five jellyfish. We need to find the sum. We need to find out how many in all. All right, ready? Let's count the turtles and then the jellyfish. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Three turtles plus five jellyfish equals eight in all. Eight is our sum. It's our answer. All right, do you see some shells down in the sand? Some sand dollars. They kind of look like round circles with little flowery things on them. They're sand dollars. Let's color those. Let's make them, I'm looking for a color I haven't really used yet. Let's color them red. Any kind of red will work. Color them red. Let's see how many sand dollars are in the ocean floor. They're a sand dollar because it's kind of like, you know, if you had a quarter or a coin, there's a dollar coin. It's called a silver dollar. Yep. Looks like I'm on my third sand dollar. Looks like. How many do you see? How many sand dollars do you see? Yep, I see four also. One, two, three, four. So we're going to have four sand dollars for the first number in our number problem, in our addition problem. And we've colored everything else, but I want us to count four red sand dollars plus the sea stars. How many sea stars were there? Let's count the yellow sea stars that we already colored. One, two, three, four, five. So four sand dollars, red sand dollars, plus five starfish or sea stars. Let's count all the dollars, all the sand dollars, and all the starfish. Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Four sand dollars plus five sea stars equals nine. Nine is our sum. That's our answer. Okay, let's move down to the bottom. Let's go underneath the ocean floor to the 10 frame. Do you see the 10 frame? It's got all the boxes with the circles. We're going to call those circles counters. I want you to color the top five in our 10 frame purple. Color the top five purple. Color each counter on the top. One, two, three, four, five. And then put down your purple crayon and let's color the rest of them blue. Any kind of blue. One, two, three, four, five. So we have five purple counters and five blue counters. Five plus five. What is the sum, the answer, to 5 plus 5? You got it, 10, because the 10 frame is full. Let's write 10 on the line next to the 10 frame. 10. So you can use a 10 frame to help you add, and you can color and count to help you add. Well, scoot over. Can you use your fingers to help you add? Yes. Let's count the fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 3 plus 5 equals 8. Write the number on the line. We could also change the hands and say 5 plus 3. We can switch it. Doesn't always have to be 3 plus 5. You can switch it. Okay, move down to the number line. Do you see that there is a circle around the 2? Will you trace that circle for me? We're going to have 2 be our first number in our addition problem. And then we're going to add 5. 2 plus 5. We're going to use the number line to find the sum, to find the answer. Because it's 2 plus 5, we're going to hop 5 times on the number line. Do you see those rainbow hops? Let's trace them together. We're going to count to 5 while we hop. 1, 2, 3. You should be tracing. 4, 5, 2 plus 5 hops. What did we land on? 7. Can you draw a box around the 7 or a square around the 7? 2 plus 5 equals 7. We just use the number line to help us. Okay, scoot down to the word. See the word S-U-M? Sum. Remember, the sum is the answer. Let's trace the word sum. S. U, M, sum. And then look at the problem underneath that. It says 4, trace that for me, plus 5, trace that for me, equals 9. Trace the 9 for me. Okay, which one of those numbers, 4, 5, or 9, is the sum? Which one is the sum? The answer. Yep, 9. Circle the 9 for me. That's our sum. That's our sum. Okay, scoot over. We have one last thing to do. We're going to draw a picture to solve this problem. The problem is 1 plus 5. Let's draw a picture. Even if you already know the answer, we're going to draw a picture. So put down your pencil Our numbers in our problem are 1 and 5. So the first thing I want you to do is pick up one. Well, pick up your crayon, your green crayon, and let's draw one fish in the tank that's green. You can make your fish however you want. I usually make a triangle, sideways triangle, and a circle. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just make one green fish. One green fish, and then put your green crayon down. That's for our one. The other number in our problem is 5. Let's find our orange crayon and make 5 orange fish in the tank. I'm going to do my sideways triangle with a circle head. But really and truly, you can make your fish however you want. Don't stress out about your fish. Mine are itty bitty and they don't even really look like anything for real. But we need 5 orange ones and 1 green one. Okay, shouldn't take you too much longer. We're just drawing quickly. You should have 1 green fish and 5 orange fish in the tank. Because our problem says 1, that's our green fish, and 5, that's our orange fish. Now count up all your fish to find the answer, to find the sum of 1 plus 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Write the number on the line. Boys and girls, you did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.